Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Looks like me and Vincent caught you boys at breakfast.
Sorry about that.
What you having?
Hamburgers.
Hamburgers! The cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
You know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in France?
No.
Tell them, Vincent.
Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese. You know why they call it that?
Because of the metric system.
Check out the big brain on bread. You're a smart motherfucker, that's right.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Don't mess with me, I'm one crazy mofo. I had to pop a cop because he wasn't giving me my props in Oaktown.
You are not cool.
No, I heard that somewhere.
Jabroni.
All right, welcome back in. A couple good ones there from Max. Now, TJ, I know we've covered Austin Powers, so you're going to know that. The first reference, though, can you name that movie? I believe it was before you were alive. In fact, I know it was.
Now you're making me doubt myself. I thought that that was Longest Yard.
Nope. Nope.
I thought that was the guy with the cheeseburgers that he keeps. I thought that was him.
No. That is Pulp Fiction.
Oh, Quentin really?
Tarantino.
Oh, yeah. That's Samuel L. Jackson, isn't it?
John Travolta, Samuel L. Jackson. I don't know if it's my favorite Tarantino movie. It's so good. That's such a good scene. That's a good one.
I followed the thought process there. Was you know what I'm talking about? Longest Yard, the guy that keeps cheeseburgers? I thought
the remake of The Longest Yard, not the original.
The Adam Sandler.
The Sandler version, which is good. I need to watch that again. That was good. That was good stuff. Welcome back in. Another hour of Sports Daily here, everybody. TJ, on your last full day, it dawned on me, as you were a little late getting here today, your first full day in that chair as co-host, you were also, I seem to remember calling into a frantic Tommy from the St. Louis airport. Was that was your first?
That wasn't the true. You just happened to be out of town that day. Tommy was still doing it. It was the first day that we knew that Tommy was going to be the boss. Yes.
Okay. That's right.
Because I remember because Tommy opened up the floor and said, "What do you have to say for yourself?" And said, "Tommy, I just wanted to work on your discipline style. Let me have it."
That's right. Yeah. For a moment there, I was like, wow, that is a pretty incredible bookend, if that's the case. But either way,
we've got
you here on your last full day of the show. Programming note for everybody. We've been trying to mention this week. Next week, 8 to 11, all live, all ready for your interactions, all show long. It'll be a fun change. TJ, though, is stepping back from the full-time duties on it. Brady Bowman will step in. It's one of those, though, we'll have TJ. At least during football season, quite a bit. It's going to help when I'm off having a baby, fill in from time to time with whatever it is. So a sad day, but a different day coming next week. We'll get to all that later. Before we do any of that, Max, there's some headlines we got to get to.
All right, Sports Daily fans, let's take you to the sports headlines Jacob probably didn't see.
Let's start with soccer. U.S. soccer, because we got a lot of soccer headlines since the World Cup. My algorithm is very favoring soccer headlines because they think I'm a real footy. But you'll appreciate this one, Jacob. Mauricio Pochettino is close to continuing as the U.S. men's national team head coach. They're working on a four-year deal. They said progress is in a good place, but it's not done yet.
I'll be honest. I thought a deadline on that already passed, and I didn't. And I don't know. I didn't know what his decision was. So, it had left my mind, but I hope he comes back. I'm cool. A Pochettino guy.
That's right.
Just because he makes us play like crazy lunatics, and I appreciate that.
I do too. That's from Tom Bogert of The Athletic. Thank you for the headline there. Let's go to golf. The Old Course yesterday, Jacob. Did you see these pictures floating around? Luke Combs, the country singer, is playing some concert overseas. I don't even know if he's in Scotland. But he went to the Old Course and played it. This is what's making the real headlines. Is that he played it in like some golf shorts and his golf shoes and golf hat, but he's wearing a Mountaineers football sweatshirt, Appalachian State, where he went to school. He's wearing a Mountaineers football hoodie while he's playing the Old Course, and not just any hoodie. Someone brings this up. This is from Brendan Porath. He says, the Old Course has seen everything over the centuries, but I'd have to think this is the first time that anyone has played it in an Avocados from Mexico Cure Bowl App State hoodie.
That's what that hoodie's from?
Yeah, there's a logo on the sleeve from the Avocados in Mexico Bowl.
I mean, look, you reach that level of stardom and... No, but, you know, it's like, it's the John Daly effect. Like, who cares? I got this hoodie sitting around. It's a good hoodie. It's a good hoodie. It's comfortable. You don't know if you're going to need it, you know, out there. What's the weather like?
Yeah, listen, I don't have a problem with him really wearing a hoodie while he's playing the Old Course. It gets cold over there, but it's just hilarious. Like, I appreciate this more in the fact that Luke Combs has an Avocados from Mexico hoodie. And you know.
He was at the game. You know he was.
Oh, it's hilarious. Like, I love obscure merch like that. It's so cool. Okay, let's go. Did you see the gorilla trade?
No, did we get a zoo trade?
We got a zoo trade yesterday. The Brookfield Zoo of Chicago is trading two Western Lowland gorillas, Kamba and Nora, ages 20 and 12, to the Columbus Zoo for 12-year-old... Kamina and 8-year-old Zara. Chicago gets younger and sheds some bad contracts. That's from PFT commenter.
So it's all gorillas and gorillas.
Yeah. Two gorillas for two other gorillas. They got younger.
I like the when it's like different animal for different animal. Those are the best trades.
Yeah, but I agree.
That's good commentary from PFT there.
Someone said it's maddening that the Columbus Zoo is doing more moves at the deadline than the Cleveland Guardians.
Well, the Cleveland Guardians ain't doing any moves at any deadline. That's kind of their thing, unless it's selling players.
That's right. All right, let's keep going here. Kind of back to soccer. Freddie, the German. We've talked about his journey across the U.S. plenty, right? He's back in Germany. I said that headline. He announced yesterday, or 2 days ago, actually, that they are planning to come back to the USA this fall already, and they want to go on a college football tour, going to all the stadiums.
Well, listen, I appreciate everything that Freddie did for us, but I don't now also need another... Here's my problem with like what gets trending, and like everybody has to say something about Freddie's tour across America. Like everybody, you have to say something. You have to chime in. That's my problem with things that go viral, because then everybody has to have an opinion on it. On it, and it's like I don't care what you think about Freddie. I just want to see what Freddie's doing. Right? Yeah. If he takes a college football tour. Good on Freddie for trying to do this, because he knows maybe we'll get another free awesome trip across the country with all kinds of cool swag and get to all these games. You're going to see every social media department of every school and go ham and go crazy and be like, all right, I've had enough. And I'm close to having enough anyway, now that the World Cup's not here. There is some appeal to me to take the tour across the country and show some college football traditions, and maybe that's all it will be. But I hear that, and I fear that we're going to be tired of this.
There's already haters saying that. Oh, so we made all these things about him being an industry plant and being somebody like that, and then now it's like, oh, well, look, guess who's already coming back?
I'm not trying to be a hater. I'm trying to be a realist. I think we'll be tired of this.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm with you on this. But it'll be fun. I hope he appreciates it. I want to go on a tour like that. I want to hit as many FBS
stadiums.
I
do want to see the tour. Like, I do want to see, like, the stupid little things he was able to find on his tour. Like, here's this random obscure tradition in Starkville that I found. Like, that I have some interest in.
Yeah, it'll be cool. It'll be cool to see a non-American's take on it, because there's a lot of very random things that happens during college football season. All right, I saved this one for you. The Columbus Blue Jackets. Back two headlines from Columbus. That's pretty wild. Columbus Blue Jackets. Beginning this season, all Blue Jackets game broadcasts will be simulcast across television and radio platforms, allowing fans to experience the same live game coverage across TV and radio. And this has people up in arms.
Yeah, that's lame. That's pretty lame. That's what you might find at Division III colleges. We'll just throw the TV broadcast on the radio. Why not? Yeah, that's lame. For the NHL.
Yeah, a lot of people are bringing up the point of saying, like, Have you ever listened to a radio broadcast compared to a TV broadcast? They're vastly different.
They're very, as they should be. One, you can see with your eyes. The other, you cannot.
Exactly. And so now for the Columbus Blue Jackets, you're just going to hear, I assume you have to go with the radio broadcast because...
You would have to go with the radio broadcast. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're watching on TV, you're about to hear what the score is every 30 seconds.
There are a lot of people that would take the broadcast you can hear right here on KFH every day and put it over the television broadcast of a Royals game. That is an old school baseball thing to do. I've done it. It's pretty enjoyable. When you have like a voice of the, when you have like that historic, you know, person that you've heard. Again, this is old school radio stuff. Like I, one of the reasons I'm such a sports fan is listening to the Rangers game on the 30-minute commute back and forth into town every day as a kid growing up in the summer. Eric Nadell, voice of the Rangers. My entire life, he's been the voice of the Rangers. So like people will take the TV broadcast, no offense to anybody on there, turn it down and sync it up to where you've got the radio broadcast. Like, that's cool, but that's not the same thing.
It's, I think that it's more so people just saying, like, it'll be, you know, it'll work. It'll be fine.
It'll work.
But people are, it's just the kind of like, all right, you're an NHL team. This is
you don't need
weird.
To be. You don't need to be doing that to save money, which would be the only reason I could think of doing that, which is a silly, small cost anyway. All right, we'll come back. We've got Royals talk with Jalen Thompson. Patrick Mahomes under center, reportedly, a ton yesterday in camp. Is that a good sign of things to come? We'll discuss on the other side.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.